Hello.
Hello. Wow. Hi. Welcome. Welcome back. If you're now in episode 3. But first of all, mayroon kaming some news if you've noticed. Well, if ever pagdating niyo dito and by the time that if you've listened to episode 1 to 3 after the changes, hindi niyo mapapansin. But from we've decided to change our name from Mimosa and Moscato with Eunice and Jelly. Through two
LDF convos with Eunice and Jelly. Yay!
Yes, okay. Yay! Yon, kaya siya LDF kasi it's long distance friendship. So we felt that it was more appropriate for the topics that we're discussing. And technically, it's also really the conversations that we're having over on our messenger app, really. Yeah. Kung ano yung mga pinag-uusapan namin. So we felt that it was more appropriate and therefore the name change. So there. Yes, nandito na ulit tayo. So for this episode naman, so ang pag-uusapan natin is our first job. Yes. Okay. So Eunice, Eunice, nakailang trabaho ka na ba? Like ilan na yung parang technically how many jobs have you had in the past since you graduated?
Since I graduated, this is actually my fourth job.
So yeah, ako naman, I've had many. Technically, this is my third job already. So ikaw, parang from your experience, parang ano yung mga expectations mo? Sige, so dun tayo sa expectations versus reality muna. Ano yung mga in-expect mo from your first job? Or ano yung mga sinabi sa'yo ng professors mo na you should be able to demand or should be able to do or ano yung kailangan mong gawin kapag ka first job mo?
Coming out of undergrad, one of the first things was negotiating yung salary. I think that's one of the first things that they teach us. So expectation is when you get a job offer that you negotiate by your salary, you don't just accept it. So my expectation was pagka offer sa akin, I'd be able to demand a higher, not necessarily a higher pay, but more benefits, yung ganon, parang in place of some benefits that they weren't able to offer, ganyan. And then I was also expecting such a low entry level salary na din because I wasn't the first person in our batch to get a job. So a lot of my friends or my batchmates, may mga kanya-kanyang offer na siya. And of course, napapag-usapan namin yung sweldo. And if you guys are familiar with entry level salary, this is gonna sound super off, pero may mga ibang mas malaki pa daw yung allowance sila kaysa sa salary nila. So ganun kalala.
Yeah, siguro baka for perspective, no, we're talking about, of course, parang different naman yung mga ano natin, pero we're also checking our privilege here, no? Let's also check our privilege na. Oo, pagpasensyahan nyo na kami kasi syempre iba yung background namin. We understand that things may be different, but I guess from our perspective, different yun, lalo na kasi si Eunice galing siya sa medyo mas premium na school here in Manila. So medyo exclusive. So therefore, even the, yeah, so expected na mas mababa nga, I think, versus their, their allowance is.
I know. Well, when I heard that naman, I knew it wasn't gonna be like, mas mababa kaysa sa allowance ko. Kasi yung allowance ko naman, hindi katulad na allowance sila. But it was, I mean, to come from like an undergrad and then you apply for a job and then it's not even able to compensate for your transpo, diba? So my expectation when I was offered my first salary, well, when I got my first offer, in-expect ko na super baba. So nung hindi siya super baba, in-accept ko na siya agad. Hindi ko nag-negotiate.
Ang ganda.
Ay, naku, kaysa mapunta ako dun sa katulad dun sa kanila. Sige na, yes na to. So, as in, asan ba kami? I think nasa DV kami ni mommy nun. As in, nasa 168 kami ganyan. Nag-ikot-ikot kami ganyan. Tapos tumawag yung HR. Siyempre, yung tanong mo lang, ano yung expectation ko? Storya na, di ba? Okay, tumawag yung HR. Tapos sabi niya, oh, we really like you. We'd like to offer you this, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos sabi ko lang, yes, okay. What do I need to do next?
Oh my God, friend, hindi mo ba lang tinignan mo na yung kontrata? Diyos ko, sobrang budol, gagi.
Sobra, as in, feeling ko naman I made the right choice because I met you.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the highlight. Joke lang, sobrang self-obsessed pala. Ako naman, I remember, my first job. So your first job, sorry, before I continue with my story. So your first job was technically your first interview rin, or your only interview, or hindi naman, you had a couple of
hindi
interviews.
Hindi naman, I had a couple, and then sila yung
how many offers did you get?
Sila yung unang nag-offer. Feeling ko, may isa yatang naunang mag-offer, tapos sobrang low niya. So I just immediately said no. And then when I got this offer, hindi na ako nag-pursue nung mga ibang, syempre yung mga ibang next interview.
Ibang mga, pangalan to, ibang mong offers. I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Ako naman nun, nakakatawa kasi my first, the first company that I was with, was literally after graduation, the first message I got was from them. Like, literally the day after. Sila yung nagsabi na parang, okay, by May something, meron ka ng interview. So parang ako, oh, ay pa hindi. March yun eh. So parang the following week, I think, meron akong interview. Parang they want to see me. So, okay, sige, punta tayo, ganyan. Tapos, I had a couple of interviews also. Tapos nakakatawa kasi kami yung parang sabay-sabay kami ng batch. Yung alam mo yung job fair during the, parang prior the graduation. So nagtawagan sila lahat. Tapos parang, ayun. Tapos syempre katulad mo, sinabihan ako na, na parang ang expectation nun was kaya mo mag-negotiate na mas mataas than what you're actually getting. So people were saying na, dahil graduate ka dito. Ang pinagtatawanan ko kasi every time was they would say na parang we can actually get daw as or as much as or more than the top tier schools. So parang ako, syempre ako skeptical naman ako ever since sa mga ganyang bagay. Pero like, oh, sige, so I went to this very this market research interview. I remember it very particularly. So parang market research company siya or is it a parang ganun, mga papers ganyan. So, punta ako, upo kami sa interview, tapos tinanong ako kung ano expected salary ko. Ma'am, siyang taas na ano sinabi ko. Kasi nga sinabi kasi sa akin kung ano daw. Eh, sinabi sa amin nung boss namin, eh, yung boss, yung dean namin noon, na parang, before was our management teacher, na parang, you can actually ask for an ano, parang initial salary of around 50,000 or parang mga ganun daw. So parang ako,
wow!
Ako naman, I mean, I didn't know. So parang, yun yung sinabi ko. Tapos parang yung mukha niya, anya, wow! Really? Why?
Really?
Yeah. Because, as in, ginanan ako. So ako naman, si ate girl, sabi ko, yeah. So, sobrang check your privilege, mommy level. So parang, Diyos ko, ano daw?
Magaling ako eh.
Parang, ako, oh, yeah. Tapos parang na-realize ko, nung when I so parang, ah, ko, ah, so shocks, mali pala yun. Or parang hindi pala ganun. Masyado pala siya mataas. Kasi yun yung tinuro sa amin. Which I think, isa yun sa mga, okay, lessons. So parang, it's not the reality of things. Kasi syempre, hindi naman lahat kaya yung ganun. At saka, swerte. May mga swerte talaga na gets offered agad na mas malaki. Especially if you're, I think, if you're working for a multinational company, you would get that much. Pero pagka, syempre, pagka medyo entry level talaga, hindi talaga papasok yung ganung level agad. I don't know rin lang kung sa others, I mean, I have no idea. Pero ang alam ko mga ballpark sa mga marketing management, mga, basta parang within the range of mga 15 to 25. Yun yung, I mean, medyo malayong range yun na, pero yun yung alam ko na parang usual salary pagka fresh grad ka.
So, totoo yun. Pero alam mo, nung batch ko, sorry, go ahead.
Sige, go ahead.
Nung batch ko, merong mga nag-13 pa. Sobrang, yun yung sinasabi siya, sobrang lala. As in, nung nalaman ko yun, parang ako, wait, as in, di ba, pag naka-coach, kasi, well, naka-coach, pwede naman sa mag-
Again, check your privilege.
Sorry.
Pero naman tayo.
Oo nga. Hindi, kasi kung nasa Manila ka din, di ba? Syempre, ang hirap din naman mag-commute. So, alam, yes, mura mag-commute, pero yung pagod at hirap mo ba naman, hindi pa enough yung binabayad sa'yo. Kasi sobrang tatlong oras ka nagko-commute. Ang lala din.
Pero isipin mo yun ha, tayo nagre-reklamo tayo, what if yung sa mga taong hindi, kumaga, gets, that's their daily wage.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Kaya parang, ayun, talagang kita mo rin na ang manggagawang Pilipino ay really underpaid. Diba? I remember kasi one of the, I remember when I was in, nung nag-internship ako noon in this company, para nag-intern ako for the HR, tapos sinabi sa akin na, kung gusto ko ba daw, they'll offer me a job for sales. Tapos sabi nila, parang the base pay technically is, no, bala, starting was 10. 10. Tapos parang ako noon, so I told my brother about it. Sabi ko, kuya, paano yun? Sabi ko, kaya ko ba yun? Eh, parang technically, when I was computing it, like, shuttle ha, yung shuttle from my village to Makati then was mga nasa roughly 60 pesos to 70 Uh-oh. Pesos. So, every day yun. Parang, can you just imagine, magkano yung kikitain mo or magiging net pay mo? Kasi technically, 10,000 is gross. So, wala pa din yung taxes. Magkano yung magiging taxes mo? So, sabihin natin, di ba? Sobrang 50%. Baba. So, I remember na was, oo. Or hindi. I think depende siya sa salary grade. Pagka 10 yata, mas mababa. Pero, but still, it's still, may kakaltas pa rin sa'yo. So, parang, when I was talking to my brother, sabi niya parang, sabi niya, parang medyo ano siya ha, parang tingnan mo rin, sabi niya, assess mo, kasi parang literally kakain na, parang isang kahig, isang tuka siya. So, ganung level. So, parang sabi ko, sige, parang yun. Pero, thankfully naman, I got a job from you sa isa sa mga first interviews ko. Which was, so, naging management trainee ako there. So, parang okay naman, okay the base salary. Pero ikaw, kamusta yung experience mo? So, parang what from your first job did you actually take out na parang until now, na naka-jump ka na ng ilang trabaho, yun pa rin yung parang, ano mo, pangalan nito, yun pa rin yung nagagamit mo or na yun yung discipline na na-instill sa'yo?
Alam mo, ang interesting kasi dito is, from Manila ako, tapos dito sa US, tapos here pa sa states, parang every state, depending on what company you're in, or where it is, iba din yung company culture. So, if you work in New York, fast-paced, and nasa may probinsya ako, so, very relaxed. Which is very different from what we were used to. And since very relaxed dito, wala sila masyadong processes and stuff na sobrang daming proseso nung sa first job ko. Na as in when I got in, talagang may separate, what you call it? May separate meeting.
Briefing.
Briefing with different
people. May orientation ka for different things,
May iba pa yung orientation mo nung sa company and iba pa yung orientation mo for every single group. Well, group within your category. Tapos mga turnover. Tapos maayos lahat. Like, sobrang feeling ko na spoon-fed ako noon. Na when I moved here after grad, tapos sa job ko nga, tapos parang sabi lang sa akin ng boss ko, you can make your brand whatever you want it to be. Friend! Parang ako, ano yun? Saan ang galing yun? Tapos, as in freedom talaga na ikaw magbibuild ng process mo, ganyan. So, nakatulong na may background ako na ganito nila ginagawa before. So, parang I brought that with me. Na hindi ko siya matanggal ngayon na parang every little thing. You know, project lists? Sobrang I felt bad. Kasi one of my first few meetings with my boss was, may ganun pa ako. Hindi siya gumagamit nun. As in, siya gusto niya lang naririnig niya yung ginagawa mo, na kinikwento mo. Hindi nakalista at na kaninong responsibilidad na siya. Which, you know, helps personally for me to track. Pero I guess iba-iba rin kasi yung bosses. For him, mas gusto ko naririnig yung kwento mo. Ganun. Pero yun yung nadala ko, the process. Which is, I'm very happy because even though nahirapan ako mag-adapt, mas madali siya because I know how to do it.
So that parang yung training from it na parang it's, it's kasi it's very process-oriented where I am and where you came from. So ganun talaga.
Yeah.
Sa akin naman, I think, ako yung natutunan ko talaga is being yung pagka-negosyante. Yung practicality of things, yung okay lang kahit lakas tira, lakas tsamba, basta magagawa mo siya. Yun yung something that I think yun yung laging nasa isip ko. Basta kailangan ko siya matry or it's more of that, yung parang paano ko kaya to padadaliin? Paano ko to gagawing mas matipid? Kasi you're working for, yung dati kong mga boss were, it's a family business also, but it was Filipino-Chinese yung owners. So, and I respect them a lot, really. Parang, for me, they are still the ideal to, for a training ground for those who are, who really want to make their own business and at the same time be able to yung makita mo kung paano paggalawin yung negosyo kasi sobrang practical tips. So kaya even every after that, every time I would jump from one job to another, it was something that I was looking for, yung parang a sense of ownership, a sense of being able to understand paano nga ba to nangyari, saan to nanggaling, at bakit hindi ko siya pwedeng pakialaman. Kasi pakialaman. Parang, so bakit? Bakit hindi ko siya mapakialaman? Pero at the same time, yun naman, yung parang, I think that's something that I really enjoyed. And yeah, so yun yung nadala ko talaga here, yung pagiging practical and at the same time, yung pagiging negosyante. More of yung pagtitipid, kahit na sabihin mong different brands have different budgets. Sobrang hindi ako nahirapan nung sinabi sa akin na when the first thing that was asked of me when I was in my first brand was to cut on costs. Uh-oh. Kasi parang ako, actually, sabi, yung parang in my head, I was like, actually, ang laki nito. Pero, yeah, I mean, like, you really have to. Kasi different rin naman. I mean, every industry has different standards in terms of, kasi malaki rin talaga yung kailangan mo minsan bayaran in a different sector. Tas especially if different pa yung turf na sanay sila, like kung distribution sila magaling. Kaya, yeah. Parang kumbaga mas madali yun kasi iba ang kailangan mo lang asikasuhin or bayaran is yung ATL, ganyan. So, ayun, TV commercials, ganyan, or campaigns. So, ayun, yun talaga yun.
Yeah, totoo yun. Yung sa budgets. Kasi if I remember correctly, when I dun din sa, you know, first job ko, medyo hindi rin ganun kalakihan yung budget. I mean, we're...
Yeah. At saka magka-group tayo. So, at saka pero love natin yung, can we just say, I mean, it wasn't the best conditions or hindi kami yung parang sabihin mo mga best of the best brands. But we were in a group na parang...
Na sobrang may enjoy mo yung work every day.
Hindi siya, wala siyang competition. Yeah. Kumbaga may competition siya pero sobrang family yung...
Oo.
Yung trato. So,
at saka kung iba, dinidread nila years. Na mag-meeting sila with the rest of their group. Kami, we look forward to it every time. As in, excited kami. Ayun. Pero yun nga, since going back to the budgets, alam mo, ang galing, ang nagustuhan ko din na doon ako nagsimula na sanay ako na you really have to scrutinize the mga cost estimate, ganyan. Kasi limited yung budget mo eh. So, when I moved here, syempre ko, peso to dollar. Sobrang laki yung budgets ko for like programs, ganyan. Even though within the company, akin pa rin yung pinakamaliit na budget. Mm-hmm. So, come this year, you know, we had to do cuts because of the pandemia.
Yeah.
Yes, nahirapan ako, pero I was still able to flush out like content and programs with the limited amount. Whereas the, not too taas may sariling bangko na, yuck, sinabi ko. Hindi naman sa pagtataas.
Not too taas.
hindi naman sa pagtataas ng sariling bangko. But because nga, nasanay ako na wala akong budget, not naman wala, na maliit yung budget ko. Compared to the other brands, sobrang nag-struggle talaga sila. As in, wala silang mapiga because sanay sila na may pera sila.
Uh-oh,
so, correct. Yun yung pinakamaganda na when you first start out, tas nilagay kayo sa brand, if you're ever in marketing, tas nilagay kayo sa brand na maliit yung budget, it's okay. Like, it's up to you to creatively and use that budget. Exactly. Kasi bigyan ka ng bigyan ng pera, tas by the time na wala kang pera, hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin mo dahil hindi ka sanay na wala kang pera.
Agree. Iba talaga. Iba yung training na mas konti rin yung alam mo. And the same way na sa mga tao na, syempre, pinag-uusapan namin dito malalaki yung salaries namin or parang it's on the higher end versus the usual na first jobbers pay. Mm-hmm. Also think about it na parang the same way na you'll be able to understand or parang kapag ka nakuha mo na yung mas malaking pera or mas malaking offer when you move to another job or when you get that promotion, yung lifestyle mo parang parang gets, hindi siya, kumbaga, hindi ka mauubusan and at the same time, nakita mo na kaya mo pala makatipin. Yeah. So, yun. O, sige. Dahil, diba? So, yun. So, ang ganda na, diba? Parang, if you think about it, sobrang ganda ng mga stuff na nakuha mo from your first job. So, ang tanong ko naman sa'yo, Eunice, ano yung parang, for you, yung parang tipong kung yon yun yung mga parang natutunan mo. Kumbaga the best things that you took out from the job. Ano naman yung mga tipong on your first job? Yung tipong parang gusto mo na number one mga tingin mong mistakes na dapat hindi talaga nagagawa kahit ang tao nung time na yon na ikaw mismo or parang mga nakakahiyang laman kainin na lang ako ng lupa moments kung meron man.
Obviously yung nalasing ako. Nakakahiya, wala pa ako isang buwan nalasing na ako, 'di ba?
Sige, ako yung lamunin ako ng lupa moment. Nakakahiya kasi alam mo namang iyakin ako, 'di ba? As in iyakin talaga akong tao. So I remember like in my first day dun sa mini stop, hiyang-hiya ako nandun sa boss ko kasi number one, na-surprise ako na I didn't know na what I got or parang kasi management trainee ako. Tapos it said na parang the division that I was going to be in, it was called Business Systems Division. Mm. So in my head, the time na yun, kung business systems, so processes, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Friend, hindi ko alam na kasama under the processes ay IT. So literally, back-end siya. Friend, ako talaga, IT. Ate, IT.
So, parang talaga kanina yung nagsastruggle pa po kami kung paano i-allow to record.
Diba? Parang, ha? Totoo, te. IT talaga, oo. Software, friend. Mm-mm. So, matala ngayon, lagi ako nag-ano, forget password. Di ba gano'n? Diyos ko. Talaga tapos sabi, so parang tinanong ako, kasi nagulat talaga ako sa so parang, nung inintroduce ako sa office mates ko, no, sabi ko, oh my God, ganito pala yung business systems nila. Like, hindi pala siya what I thought na parang operations. Shit, so parang yung, oh my God. Kasi hindi rin sa akin in-explain, kasi yung sabi, parang magiging project manager ako for the business systems division. So, in my head, okay, it's processes. So, diba? Parang, okay. So, yon. Pagdating ko doon, so, the day, well, nung gabi, nung after, siguro mga 5:30 na, or mga 5, kasi 5 until, ay hindi, 5:30 tama, kasi 6:30 matatapos yung work namin. Kasi 8 to 6:30 kami. So, pagkadating ko sa, ano, sa, pangato, sa, when nag-1-on-1 kami, kasama nung parang, we had an empty, parang, kasi since management trainee, may body ako doon na management trainee rin. So, sinama siya. Just kasi, ka-department ko rin siya. So, tinanong ako, o kamusta? Parang, what do you think? Oh my God, naiyak ako. Mars, tinanong lang ako, kamusta? Naiyak ako.
Nakakaiyak. Friend, madali ka naman talaga maiyak.
Oo.
Pero still, naiyak.
Pero friend, nakakahiya. Nakakahiya. Nakakahiya kasi umiyak ako.
Ay, speaking of...
Oh. Ay, ikaw rin umiyak ka rin.
Okay, so yun pala yung labunin na ako ng lupa moment ko. Again, high school.
Oh my God.
Feeling ko po nasa school pa rin ako.
Oh my God. Pero ganun. As in, sabi niya, as in, tinanong lang niya kung kamusta. Hala, umiyak si ate. Kasi talaga, nagulgol. Tapos parang natakot daw sila na baka hindi na ako pumasok the following day. Kasi ganun nga, kasi nga umiiyak ako. Pero actually, to be fair, hindi ko talaga alam kung ano i-expect ko. Kaya naman ako, feeling ko kaya ako naiyak. Parang, parang na-overwhelm ako. Pero but still, I mean, hindi naman nila alam na tatanga-tanga ako na hindi ko alam na kung ano yung pinasok ko, diba? I mean, hello. Tapos, sobrang nakakahiya. So, buti na lang talaga, hindi doon ako na... I mean, okay naman. Okay naman kami ng boss ko after. Parang, when I... Pero I requested talaga. Kasi parang doon ko na-realize na baka hindi ko siya forte. So, ang ginawa ko, I asked the HR nung time na yun na parang kung may positions bang open for marketing na pwede akong ma-final posting doon. So, buti na lang. Medyo blessing in disguise din. Kasi hindi ko talaga ma-imagine yung sarili ko na IT friend, hindi ko talaga. I mean, as someone who is technologically challenged, I cannot.
Pero that's what? Also a lesson, ha? At least you had the courage to speak up and tell them na no, kung pwede dito ako. Kasi kung ako yun, friend, baka hanggang ngayon nandun pa ako.
Oh my God.
Kaya mag-reklamo. Hindi ko kaya mag-speak up for what I want. yun. So that's good. Ayun. At least.
My God, yeah. Buti na lang. Kasi yun talaga sabi ko, parang pwede ba akong mapalipat? Kasi parang nung time na yun, sobrang nag, ano rin, parang may mga transitions din na mangyayari. So naramdaman ko rin na parang it was an opportunity for me to take. So parang yun. So that's what happened. So yeah, pero 'di ba nakakahiya na umiyak ka?
Yeah.
Friend, hindi first day. Friend, it's not even like ano, 'di ba? Wala pang nangyari. So pero yun, and ang dami kong natutunan dun sa division na yun. Isa sa stint ko na yun, it was like how many months? Like 8 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Parang halos mag-ano, parang before I turned 1 year dun sa area, parang. So it was a learning experience kasi ang dami ko natutunan, ang dami rin parang mga stuff na parang looking back na parang talaga bakit ko ginawa 'yon? Parang kasi ang dami rin eh, parang it was also learning like how to deal with other people kasi lalo na you come from a different background eh. 'Yun yung tinatawag na check your privilege, mommy, talaga kasi iba yung tas lalo na nasa IT tapos versus marketing. Parang isipin mo na lang yung parang kasi ang mga kapareho ko nasa marketing talaga. So, pero hindi ko sila madalas makasama kasi number one, busy sila.
Oo.
Hindi ako pwedeng umarted doon, 'di ba? So ganoon talaga. So sobrang na grabe. Parang if I nagpapasalamat rin ako. Thank you po sa pag-aalaw sa akin na nakalipat ako. Oh my God, kung hindi baka mamaya nagka-troubleshoot pa. Joke lang. Alam ko ano ginagawa ko.
Sino ba ito nag-forget password? Ang forget password na ito.
Ako pala yun. Lagi nag-forget password. Ayun.
Speaking of umiyak, umiyak din ako.
Sige, kwento mo sa kanila. Ba't ka umiyak? Go.
Okay, so may team building kami dahil nga magka-category kami, diba? Long story short, nagbibiroan kasi sobrang mabiroan talaga yung group namin. Which is, ako, Diyos ko, ewan ko sa sarili ko, ba't ako naiyak? So, ito yung reporting to ko na boss. So, parang nag-uusap kami about, like, interviews and whatnot. Shit, nabigla ko, nakalimutan ko yung exact words niya. Basta, nag-uusap kami about interviews, sino nag-interview before we got in. Tapos, parang, ano nga ba yung sinabi niya sa akin? Shit. Hindi ko maalala yung exact words.
Shocks, hindi ko na maalala. Ano yung gist? Hindi ko na rin maalala eh. Basta
parang,
sinabi niya?
Parang kaya ako napunta sa kanya, napilitan lang, parang walang ibang choice. Parang ganon, na dapat wala ako doon. Parang ganon, pero hindi yun yung exact words ha. Pero yun yung gist. Hindi ko pa alala yung exact words. Tapos bigla, ako naluha. Tapos sino ba, may bumuyo na iiyak na yan. Naiyak ako.
Oh my God.
Tapos habang nagla-launch tayo, no? Ay, hindi, brunch. Brunch yun.
Oo, umiiyak siya, guys. As in, sabi ko talaga, after, kasi so may nagsabi, iiyak na yan. Tapos sabi ko, hala, umiyak na siya. As in, napasigaw ako kasi nga nagulat ako na, hala, umiyak siya. Kasi nga, talagang naluha siya. Tapos nagdire-diretso na. Tapos parang, nagsusorry sa kanya. Sobrang na-guilty yung tao. Kasi parang, to be fair, Mr. Marco Danga, if ever you get to listen to this, we love you so much, but we are so terrified of you.
Yes.
Alam mo naman yan. I respect you so much. As in, ikaw, nung naging task, parang ano nga ba yan? Well, he was one of the people who actually, yung nag-interview sa akin. At the same time, I remember na parang kapag ka napupunta ako sa mga special projects with him, hala, inuuna ko talaga yun. Mamaya na yung para sa brand ko. Basta pagka para kay Marco, uunahin ko yun kasi natatakot talaga ako.
Nakakatakot siya, di ba?
Oo.
Pero in a good way. Siya. Oo.
Parang you, there's this fear of wanting to impress him because he's like, really
so
brilliant.
So gagaling ka talaga as a person. Hindi man lang sa trabaho mo. As a person.
As a person, oh. Hindi titipayan mo yung
cultured ka. Kasi very...
very cultured rin siya. Hi, Marco. I don't know if you'll
listen to this. Yes, feeling natin kung makikinig siya.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, you know, if ever someone says na, ikaw ba yung pinag-uusapan nila? Ito yun. We are here. We are here. Diyos ko, Lord.
I am who I am today. I am what I am.
Ayan o, si Eunice, yung pinayak mo, I am who I am today though because of you.
Pinayak sa Antonio's breakfast. Oo, nag-washroom pa talaga ako kasi ayaw tumigil ng luha ko. Ako pa naman, pag naiyak ako, tuloy-tuloy lang siya. Tapos ayun, di ko alam, shit. Pero yun, nung after naman nun, alam ko naman na joke lang, hindi ko naman siya dinamdam. Pero dahil nga binuyo ako, naiiyak na yan. Eh, naiiyak ako. So yun, yun pala yung lamunin na ako ng lupa moment.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay.
Now that you left, or parang, ano yung for you? Kasi syempre may mga maghanap ng trabaho and marami rin, what do you think would have been different if that happened during COVID, na parang feeling ko ako personally, kung sino man yung unang mag-offer sa akin, yun yung naging difference eh. Kasi before all this, we had choices. Gets mo ba? Parang mm-hmm. you felt that you owned the world, or parang
yeah.
the world owes you something. And now I think it goes back to parang practicality of things. Parang, while yes, I still feel na parang I'm grateful for my job, pero ang daming parang, gets mo ba? Nag-gets mo ba where I'm coming from? Parang, ano siya eh, it's being able to usually have that choice. Parang may varied choices. Pero ngayon, nandito ka sa challenged portion. So parang, ako, yung kung sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho or yung mga nawala ng trabaho, please, don't give up.
Yeah.
There are opportunities still out there. Mahirap lang kasi lahat challenge talaga ngayon, lalo na dito sa Pilipinas. But, sana makabangon tayo soon. I'm still praying na parang
bangon Pilipinas!
Oh my God, nakakaloka. Oh yes, bangon Pilipinas. Naloka ako doon. Hindi ako ready doon.
Sorry, go ahead.
Naloka me! Pero yeah, tama yon. Parang I hope that we'll be able to survive this and be able to come out stronger. And you know what? Ang dami ng opportunity. I mean, it may not come as an opportunity right now, but it brings lessons. Diba? So, sana. Ay, nako. So, yon. Ano pa ba? Meron ka pa bang gustong pagkwentuhan about your first job?
My first job. Ayun nga. That's where we met. Charot! Oh, wow. Yan na naman. Oo, yung first job. Alam mo, ang nakakatawa kasi, di ba, nag-school ako ulit, tapos parang nagka-first job ulit ako dito. So, going back sa, in-accept ko na lang siya agad. So, kung nasan ako ngayon, this is not my first job post-grad school. So, this is actually my second job post-grad school because, dahil nga, I think I graduated July. I ended school July. And mga late July na, parang sabi ko, shit, wala yata makukong trabaho. So, parang may nag-offer sa akin sa isang startup company ng marketing position. So, I accepted that. Dahil nga, feeling ko wala
natakot
na. Natakot ako. And then, my first day there, minessage ako ng HR kung nasan ako ngayon.
So, well, ayun, alam mo, parang talaga yon.
Minsan dahil sa, hindi ko alam, kulang ba ako ng confidence or whatnot, parang natatakot ako kasi na wala na ibang mag-offer, so ina-accept ko na lang siya agad. Mm-hmm. Pero huwag niyo gawin yon. Kung meron kayong ability to wait it out, na intayin mo kung saan talaga yung gusto mo. Kung ano lang, kung pwede lang, do that. Mm-hmm. Pero kung kailangan mo, oo. Kasi alam naman natin lahat na hindi naman lahat tayo may privilege na ganun. Just recently, I was, you know, I think you know naman na nag-interview ako for a company and I said no because I weighed everything out. And after nun, parang hindi ko alam kung ano yung feel ko, na ang kapal naman na mukha ko. Inofera na nga ako sa gitna ng pandemya. Nag-no pa ako.
Yeah. Pero hindi yun. Kasi choice mo pa rin naman yun. It's not like you're saying no and you're parang technically you're still with your company now and you're making, you know, so hindi pa rin naman siya parang hindi naman siya masama kasi you just wanted to explore.
Yeah.
Hindi rin masama gustong humanap ng ibang opportunities.
Oo, hindi rin masama. Kasi for your growth naman yun eh. Kasi your, ano ba yung, wait lang, naisip ko tuloy. Sorry, na-convince ako sa work to live and live to work. yung ano ko. Kasi diba, at the end of the day, yes, you're working for a company and you're doing things for them. But at the end of the day, you should also do it for yourself. Look for a place where you will grow. Not just your brand or whatever you're doing, but also you as a person.
Correct. Tama yun. Nakitawid po niya, friends, after yung yung may konting gap tayo. May commercial gap ng konti. Oo. Ako naman, parang I think moving into, if you're in your first job and you're thinking of moving, or parang ano yung telltale signs for me nung when I was in my job, I felt that I wanted to spread my wings. Parang while I was happy, I was doing well, I wanted to see what else I can do. Parang may ano siya eh, kasi young ka eh, so you're in your 20s, you want to do something fun, you want to do something different. So parang for me, it's also being able to spread your wings and learn a different industry. Uh-huh. It may not always turn out perfect, pero kasi for me, mas mahirap yung lagi ka nag-iisip kung what if versus naisip mo na, parang yung regrets, ay parang nagawa mo siya, at least you tried. Yun yun. So, just, you know, for everyone who's in their first job, na parang nakakaramdam na ng itch to go out, syempre, weigh your options. Number one, kung kaya mo ba siya. Mm-hmm. Meaning, is the offer better? Or, nandun ba yung hinahanap mo? Number two, kung wala ka talaga at gusto mo lang umalis, kaya ba siya financially? Meaning, meron ba susuporta sa'yo or kaya mo suportahan yung sarili mo? Kasi kung hindi, suck it up muna. I mean, until makahintay ka.
Uh-oh.
Ikaw, meron ka pa bang naiisip? Pero yon, so yun yung number, ilan yung sinabi ko na wala ako sa bilang? Two things. So, yun yung two things na kailangan yung tandaan lagi. So, ayun. Hindi naman kami experts. Ah. Huwag nyo, kung nagsasound akong preachy, huwag nyo naman isipin na ganun yung gusto ko iparating. It's more of also, we're also basing it lang from our experiences. Pero, syempre, kanya-kanya tayo ng buhay. And we would respect it naman. Let us know also parang paano ba yung nag-experience nyo or paano namin. Di ba? Para at least we are able to correct it. Because alam namin na parang not everyone is in the same privilege. Not everyone has the same opportunities. So parang please allow us to explain ourselves if ever we make those mistakes. Yeah. So, yeah, ayun. That's it.
Yeah, that's it for today. Thank you so much.
Yeah!
We hope that you learned something and baka buluhan yung napag-usapan namin. We're both just speaking from our experiences and we also know that we all have different experiences and different privileges. Kaya, ayun.
Yeah, paano na lang? Just message us. I mean, just let us know if you can, baka we need an IG or something where, wow, ganun, level.
Or Twitter. Do you still use Twitter namin, ba?
Ako? I look at it from time to time, pero I don't really use it. Kasi wala naman nag-ano sa akin. So, pwede naman. Pwede sila mag-tweet sa atin doon kung napakinggan nila tayo.
Uh-oh.
Follow us ako ay si at Jelly De Leon. So, G-L-I De Leon. At si Eunice I-C.
Eunice Kat. E-U-N-I-C-E. C-A-T. Ata. Wait.
Nakatawa tayo dito. Oh my God.
Sorry, yung aga pa. Friends.
Oo, kasi, wait. Ano ba siya? Anong oras? Yun.
Eunice, double E. Yung, so, E-U-N-I-C-E, E-C-A-T. Yun.
Okay. So, yun. Baka pwede nyo kaming i-message. Kung mapakinggan nyo lang naman to, again, hindi naman namin alam kung sino ba nakikinig dito. Baka mamaya, mga kamag-anak lang namin. Salamat po.
Sila yung nag-message natin.
Ay, sorry. Anyway, so thank you so much. We hope you stay tuned for our next few episodes. And if you like us, please subscribe to or follow us on Spotify. So, yon. That's
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bangon Pilipinas.